This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know how many of you knew this about the GPS system that's in your car, those of you that have a GPS system. It was originally developed by the military. And then it shifted to the car rental business, and I believe it was Hertz Car Rental was the first car rental company that offered GPS systems in their rental cars. They used to run an ad to push their cars, and here's what their ad said about the GPS, the global positioning system. The easiest way to ask for directions is to have this GPS system in your car that Hertz provides. The easiest way to ask for directions is to have that GPS system in your car. I think you know where I'm going. As a believer in Jesus Christ, we have a GPS system. You say it's the Bible, right? It is. But you have something more than the Bible. The Bible says that when you gave your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit of God took up residence in your life. It's not hocus pocus, that's reality. The Holy Spirit of God indwells the life of every believer. It's not just for special people. It's not for 10% of the Christian population. When you declare Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, I got news for you. The Holy Spirit of God enters your life and lives in your life. That's why Paul would tell the church at Corinth, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? You were still sleeping around, messing around, and Paul says, don't you get it? Your body is the temple. It's not a building. It's you. And the Holy Spirit lives and abides in you. One of the most interesting funerals I've ever conducted was in Columbus, Ohio, years ago, where a funeral director called me, as every minister gets calls to do funerals for people that aren't a part of a church. In fact, that's more and more the case. So many people in our culture have no church connection whatsoever, yet they want a minister to do their funeral, which I find intriguing on the face of it. I don't have anything to do with the Lord for 60, 70 years, but somebody say something nice, please, at my funeral. Say something encouraging. I'm not being facetious. That's what I mean. That's what people want. I'll give you a case in point. Did a funeral for this man who had no church connection whatsoever. The family didn't have any church connection. And 5 minutes before the funeral starts, the deceased man's brother comes up to me and says, are you the guy doing the service? Yeah. You're not one of these guys that's going to talk about God and Jesus and resurrection and hope, are you? Like he was really disappointed if I said yes. I said, yeah, pretty much. That's what I do. And he was actually, you could just see his face fall. And I said, well, tell me, what do you want me to do at your brother's funeral? He's your brother. What do you want me to say? And he said, all I want you to do is tell people what a nice guy he was. Just tell people that he paid his taxes. He didn't beat his wife. He went to work every day. He was a veteran. He did this and that. He helped in the community. That's what I want you to tell people. And here's what I told him, right or wrong. I said, you write down all those things for me right now, and I'll read it all. That's not where the hope is. The hope is not in having a list. The hope is not having your resume and saying, here's my list of references, and here's what I did with my life. Your only hope is in the cross and what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. That's my hope. That's your hope. It all boils down to a saving relationship with the God who made you through his son, Jesus Christ. Well, someday someone will be conducting your funeral. Someone will be conducting my funeral. We don't know when that day is. But let me ask you this question. Is it going to be a case of a list and a list only? Or is it going to be a case of this man, this woman trusted in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and all their hope for life, death, and eternity is answered in him? Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.